Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Good morning, listening audience. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you, Isaiah, for allowing us to use your voice as an introduction to this show, my grandson, my best friend. And pray you're doing fine this morning. And I pray everybody out there that's listening and tuning in is doing fine this morning. Be glad that you can hear your words that are coming out of my mouth and over these airways. And we want to thank the thousands and thousands of listeners who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. I think we have broke the 100,000 barrier and since we've been on the air in 2007, we've had over 100,000 people that have listened to a broadcast on here. So that's pretty good. That's like, you know, we've been on here for 10 years. So it's like 10,000 people a year that have listened to something that has been shared here on Home-Based Business 101. And we look to increase that listening audience. And we again want to thank you for tuning in. And for those people that have connected with us beyond Blog Talk Radio and have visited our website at movementsunlimited.net and have conducted business with us, whether it's through taxes or travel, any of the various business venues that we provide. We again thank you for your service and we thank you for your business and thank you for your support. Well, today's show is one of my favorite topics, and the show is entitled, You Want to Go in Business for Yourself and Work from Home, but You Don't Know Where to Start. That's a deep question. You know, let's look at, you know, where and how you should start. I'm going to go into some technical stuff this morning. Then I'm also going to share some personal development information this morning around that topic. But let's get into the technical stuff first, and then we'll get into the personal development and philosophical aspects of this topic. On the technical aspect, first of all, the first question is, why do you want a business? See, maybe somebody told you, you know, hey, you should open up a business. You should do this. You should do that. Why do you want a business? What is the purpose? Okay, now once you answer what the purpose is and why you want a business, the next question is a very, very important question that a lot of people miss. Because some people go in business doing things that they don't like. Is the business that you're looking at starting, is it something that you like to do? Is it something that you like to do? Because that's going to determine your longevity in the business. I can tell you, if it's just something to make money and not something that you like to do, then, you know, you're starting off on the wrong foot. Okay. The next thing you need to do is to decide. And see, this is where all of these things come in question and in play. Decide what type of business it's going to be, whether it's going to be a sole proprietorship, just you, a limited liability corporation, which could be you and then other people you want to include, or a corporation, means you're going to have a board of directors and people that's going to collectively work on a project. That's key. That's key. So, and that corporation could be a nonprofit corporation or a for-profit corporation. You know, there's some couple differences between the two. Basically, a for-profit corporation means that as you earn money, money goes back to the shareholders, where a nonprofit corporation, if you earn money and if you end up with excess, it goes into programs. It goes into programs. So once you decide on the legal structure of your business, then you need to make sure you get an ENI number. And some of these things that I'm telling you, you know, these apply to any and all types of businesses. Because I have people tell me, well, you know, I'm in a network marketing company. I don't have to do none of that. You don't have to do none of that because they don't tell you about doing none of that. But when you go to answer to the state and the feds, they're going to ask you these questions. So what type of business is it, Mr. Jones? You're a sole proprietor? You know, did you file your business with the with the proper tax authorities in your area? Did you get a state tax license? See, in network marketing, they don't tell you all of these things, but you're going to be a business owner. And I'm assuming out there that some of you that's listening to this call are some people who have been told to go in business for yourself through network marketing because you can make a lot of money. Others who's listening who, you know, starting traditional businesses. So I don't want to make it seem as though what I'm saying just only applies to one class of people. But it's important that you take care of all of these legal things, see. And that's why you always hear a lot of times in the discussion of network marketing, you hear people say they're a traditional business owner. Traditional business owner knows that there's some traditional stuff that you do as a business owner when it comes to taxes, filing fees, licensing, and those type of rules and regulations. So whatever business that you're going to open up, make sure you know what the rules and regulations are and the type and structure that you want to develop so that you have those things in place. Because I talk to people and they have no idea that they needed to do all of these things. And then when they run into a tax problem, then, you know, they like the water's over their head, they're drowning, and they need help. So make sure as a person that wants to go in business for yourself, and you want to know where to start, the first place to start is there, getting your legal structure in place, your legal structure in place. So that's so, so important because you want to be able to use that for in case you need investors down the road or you want to get business credit, different type of things you're going to need for your business. So you need to get those things in place. Also, if you're going to work from home and you're going to have a business, make sure you have a separate account for your business so you do not commingle funds. Don't commingle your personal funds with your business funds. I've seen people have problems with this when it comes to taxes and other stuff. So, I mean, you need to run accounting system for your business. What comes in, how it go out. And don't mix your personal monies with your business monies. Keep the two separate. Keep the two separate. Very, very important. So that you don't have funding issues and other type problems when it comes to tax explanations and stuff. So make sure you keep a good set of books. And again, bottom line, you don't want to commingle any monies. Okay, so that takes care of some of the internal aspects of having a business. Okay, now if you're going to run the business from out of your house, you know, you need to have, if you're married, you need to have a discussion with your family members so that they know that you're setting up an office in the house. And when you set that office up in the house, I suggest you take a picture of it for tax purposes, and you should have a book. Like a photo album, and that particular album should have my business, and then they should have a blueprint of your house, the space that you're using for business. If you got an office space, you got a room you turned into an office space, and so you got another place in the house you turned into a storage space, and you want to list those in their square footage so that you can adequately show the amount of square feet in your house that you're using solely for the purpose of business. Solely for the purpose of business. And you want to do that. And You can get fancy as long as the areas that you list are primary and solely used for business. So if you have an area in your house that is going to be a presentation room, then make sure you're having presentations. That way you can say, if you're doing presentations 4 times a month, then you can factor that in to what percentage of that room you use for business and what percent of it is used for personal, so that you want to be able to explain those type things. And all of this should be listed inside your business plan. All this should be listed inside of your business plan. And, you know, you need to make sure you have somebody that helps you with developing your business plan. So these are important issues in, one, deciding what type of business you want to go into, getting the legal structure in order. People on here that are looking to become home-based business owners in terms of using their home as leverage for their business. That's great. And also, if the majority of people out here listening are people that are looking to run operate a business from home while still working a job to leverage the business against their job that allows them to get greater tax breaks, then you just always want to make sure that you're running the business as a business. And so that's why you want to have these things. Because if the IRS says you're leveraging against your job, your business against your job so you can get greater tax breaks, but you're not actually doing business, you're not actually working, the IRS rule was 4 to 5 hours a week. But I would say if you're going to run a business from home, I don't believe there's any way you're going to work less than 10 hours a week if you work in your business. More than likely, it's going to be about 20 to about 30, I put in. Especially if you're full-time or if you're part-time. If you're part-time and you're working a job, you're probably going to you're going to need to find your solid 10 hours a week that you work in your business. I don't care if it's Amazon, reselling, or whatever, because you're going to need to stay in contact with customers, reaching out to people, which means you need to do mail outs, you need to do email blasts. There's some work that you need to do associated with your business. And if you're going to use social media, then you need to take training to learn how to properly use social media for business purposes, things like that. So there's a lot when you say go in business for yourself, but it's not difficult. It's not difficult. It's basically, it's very easy work to do. The thing is breaking routines that you've gotten accustomed to that take up your time. And so you have to put time in for your business. Now, why is creating a business important? Just think about this. If you create a business, you're helping with job development, because eventually you're going to be able to hire people if your business grows and expands. And we pray and hope that everybody's business grows and expands. Most people's businesses don't grow and expand not because of a bad economy or other things. It's the amount of time, effort, and energy that people put into their business and how much time, effort, and energy people put into things that distract them from their business, and having that balance so that you can run your business and still tend to, as I like to say, life, because life always is going to present issues for you to deal with. So you need to make sure you have that balance to do that, because if your business grows the way it should, you're going to hire people. I don't care if it's no more than like when me and my wife first started off, we hired teenagers. But we was able to hire them, develop a program where we was able to use other people's money to pay them. So that's a great way to be able to be helpful to the community. So when you have a business, think about ultimately hiring some people. Like for this year for tax season, me and my business partner, we talked about we know we're going to hire one, maybe two virtual assistants so that we can take on an even larger caseload than we normally take on so that we can process people. So, but that's good. I mean, growing and we're creating employment. So job development is another key factor in terms of being able to open a business. And when you keep that in mind and vision, then you will find people that will become supporters because they want to see you be able to create those jobs. Because they're hoping that maybe somebody in their family or whatever, somebody they know, you'll be able to hire. And that somebody will benefit from the fact that you are a successful business owner that are able to hire people or offer people internships in your business, such as our business is currently offering an internship program in the travel industry, in which people learn travel, learn the industry, and learn travel, tourism, and hospitality, learn that industry. And the beautiful thing is that all they have to do is sign up and become an intern. There's no cost factors in terms of money that they have to put up to enroll in the program. They just have to complete an application and be recommended by somebody from the community who says they're a good person and that they should be given an opportunity. So that's how that works. Okay, back to business again. All right, so you decided you wanted to create this business. We went over the legal structures and stuff like that, and so that you can have all of that in order. And next thing we want to talk about is some personal development issues. Okay, personal development issues. One of the things that you need to keep in mind is in terms of personal development, is knowing who you are. And once you know who you are, there's some facts that can help you stay grounded in who you are. Fact number one, your ears are your faith gates. Let me explain what that means. Fact number one, your ears are your faith gates. There are many gated communities in the United States of America. How many of us gate our mind? What I mean by gate our mind is that I don't listen to everything that I hear. Because people talk some crazy stuff. So you got to know how to filter. You also got to know how to tune out. Tune out, and you also got to know how to tune in. See, you got to know when you're hearing something good coming from and how to tune in. And best way to do that is to make sure also that your spiritual life is in order. See, as it says, you know, can't serve two masters. So that means also that your business got to be connected to doing good. Doing good. And so that in order to do good, you got to make sure that you tune into hearing good so that that you can act upon what you hear. You are going to have tremendous, tremendous problems with your business. So you want to make sure that you understand about your faith gates, which is your ears, because it's going to determine what you listen to and what you tune in or don't tune in or tune out. Then it's going to have an impact on you. Okay. Next fact. It's more important to look at the windshield than to stare in the rearview mirror. What we mean about that, it's more important to look at what's coming at you, what's in front of you, than to look at what's behind you. Yesterday is gone forever. All yesterday is a memory. Someone wrote about it. Yesterday left impressions on people, had impact on people. But what's most important and what's only important right now is the here and now. Here and now, what's going on right here, right now. That's what's the most important pressing thing. It's going to be the same in your business. Your business, you're going to have times you have to make decisions. The here and now decisions. You know, can't make it. You can remember what happened to you in the past, but nobody wants to hear about, you know, if I would have, should have, or could have. They said if and buts was candy and nuts, then everybody have a Merry Christmas. Okay, so make sure you're always looking in front of you and not behind you. Okay, here's another heavy one right here. The channel that you are tuned into will determine your future. What channel are you tuned into in life? You know, because one of the key things is your business is your why. When we talked about why do you want to go in business for yourself. And so you need to be thinking about stuff like, I'm dealing with all of the challenges of building my business today because my why is to spend more time with my family, provide for my children's education, and have the finances needed to take regular family vacations and be a mentor to my children. I'm donating a percentage of my earnings to my church or my favorite organization. I'm making a difference today as a profit-producing, fear-demolishing, record-breaking, action-taking, fired-up, and laser-focused champion. See, if you have why like that, you know, then you're going to tune in to a different vibration level. You're going to tune into a different channel. See, and when you do that, the enemy is going to come. So you must, number four, you must build walls to keep the enemy out. So you've got to make sure you understand that part of building a business also is going to be, part of it is going to be spiritual warfare. And you're going to need to know how to keep the enemy out. Because the enemy comes to kill, maim, and destroy. Fact number five. This is one that you'll learn in time. The most dangerous person in your life might be your best friend. You say, why is that? Why would you say that, Baba Jahi? Because They might constantly be speaking negative words around you. They see no light at the end of the tunnel. They always allow failure to be an option for them. They don't believe in dreams, yours or theirs. They want to make money rather than earn money. And that's key right there, those two key words, make. Nobody makes money except for people at the mint where they print it. You earn what you're worth. If you want to know why you're not earning more, because you're not worth more right now. And so you earn what you're worth. They always have an opinion that focuses on the negative placement in their lives and are satisfied with it. Make decisions that result in failure 99% of the time. Have you ever heard the saying, pigs don't know pigs stink? See, your best friend could be one of those people who, you know, they might have been a childhood friend. You grew up, and now you adult, they adult, and y'all have some childhood memories. Remember, I tell you this stuff, that's the past. Good foundation for remembering certain things, but remember how they were in the past. Also will help you determine, you know, where they're at today. And, you know, you have to be careful when you're around them because you're growing to go in one direction, they're growing to go in another direction. Okay, fact number six. Your health is a result of your decisions. You've got to have a healthy body. So it's important to watch what you eat, what you consume, and what you do. You got to be healthy in order to be able to run your business. You got to make sure you get proper rest. Without proper rest, you can't think straight. You'll make bad decisions. You'll say bad words. You'll associate with bad people. You will not be able to control your life because you're too tired and frustrated to deal with it. That's when the enemy attacks. So make sure you get plenty of rest. And this is one I love because I see it happen every day, times in my life. When one door closes, another door opens. See, when one door closes, another door opens. I see it every day in my life, and I recognize it also from prior experiences where I worked with Mr. Francis L. Warren, who was the first regional commissioner of HEW, first regional black commissioner of HEW, and we were working on a project. And every time one door would close, another door would open. And so if you look at life like that and you see how you move about, just remember, when one door closes, there's another door opening. The universe is opening another door for you. Be able to know how to focus. Okay. Now we want to come to another area right here. And that area is, again, one of the things with having a business, it's going to allow you to spend a lot of time doing personal development. Personal development. It's going to allow you a lot of time to read. You need to remember, leaders are readers. Leaders are readers. So you want to spend time reading. And again, when you take that picture of your office at home, you should have in that office should be your library, books that you have, other things that you will be using in your office, such as maybe your laptop or a desktop or tablets, files, fax machine if you got one, all those different things that you would have to run an office. Personal development piece is important because you're going to need to spend time on personal development. You need to spend time on conference calls. You're going to need to spend time reading and studying to perfect your craft. And so you do that, and when you do that, you need to also journal that. You need to journal that. It's like this morning, I'm starting off September on the right foot. I'm journaling that I'm doing this radio show. Sunday morning from 9 to I'm almost ready to wrap up here in a few minutes, so I'll probably go to like to 9:45, but I have that in my journal. And I got up and I did my morning exercise before getting on the radio so I could get my morning sunshine. Part of my daily routine and daily ritual is making sure I get up on the sunny mornings. And even when it's not a sunny morning, I still get up and get outside, but to get my morning sun rays, getting my morning sun rays. You get vitamin D from the sun. You also can get energy from the sun. It's a great source of energy, and we need energy to run our business. So that way, besides running your business, how do you manage your life? See, because when you don't set those walls up, keep the enemy out, you know, there's going to be times when things are not going totally the way you want, and you can get depressed. So you got to have those walls built up so you can fight off depression. So that's being able to do that through your personal development and your leadership training. So it's learning how to recognize the things that are coming at you so that you can say, hey, 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 nah, not today. Get behind me. Get behind me. All of that's part of personal development. Okay, another key area is having a business to help you understand how the world works. especially now that we have in the United States of America a president with no political experience, just a business owner, and who really needs another background to run government, to keep it in a smooth process. It's not like he's running a corporation, even though probably his mind and figure he is. But I don't want to get into that. That's not my topic for my show today. My topic is your business. The other thing about having a business is taking advantage. Let's say the reason they lack faith in the idea of economic change, whether it be for themselves personally or for other people generally, is because the tax system favors the rich. This is a common belief and one which can be proven if one takes the current tax statistics and portray them from a certain perspective. But the question about the tax system are very much like the chicken or the egg question. Which comes first? Was there first an original chicken that started laying the very first eggs, or was there first the original egg which produced the first chickens, which then laid other eggs? That type of discussion has been going on for years, and it applies to the tax system question as well. What comes first? Just ordinary people who, as a result of studying the tax system and following its guidelines year after year, eventually become rich? Or do people become rich and as a reward for doing well get excused from paying taxes by the federal government? Another question might be, at what point do the rich get excused for their taxes? How do you know when you reach that point? These questions and their answers will always be controversial. The truth is that this tax system favors people who take risks and go into business, whether they're rich or poor. Some of the same deductions that Fortune 500 corporations take to reduce their taxes are also open to you. There are many poor business people who have more deductions and pay less taxes than quite a number of millionaire athletes whose money comes by way of salary, whose expenses are paid for by the team they play for. If the system favored the rich, the athlete would pay less in taxes than the poor business person. So there's a tremendous advantage in terms of having a home-based business from a tax perspective, but you got to make sure that you're providing a service and that you actually have a business and that you can show customers. When you can do that, then most of your business and operating costs will be 100% tax deductible. This is one of the reasons a lot of people go in business for themselves and will start with a network marketing company. The only problem is the network marketing company does not go over with that person about setting up their business in a proper, legal manner with their state and other agencies so that they're listed. And so that's important that you understand all of those things I said about getting the ENI number, business plan, what type of structure you need to do that. That is so, so important. And then when you do, and you can take advantage of all of these things that I'm about to list and go through here, but now you can take advantage of them, you can back it up because you're structured properly. The bottom line answer is that normally 100% tax deductible. The cost of starting up your home business, your promotional materials, your product samples, your meeting attendance, your internet access fees, your special phone services, your fax lines, if you're buying into a lead list system, then that fee is tax deductible. Your website fees, 800 numbers, your printing costs, briefcases, business cards, home office furnishings, such as maybe a desk, a file cabinet, chairs for clients to sit in. If you need If you do presentations and you need a DVD player to do presentations and you're primarily using it for business and you got a flat screen TV, then the cost of all of those things are tax deductible. The key to a huge tax deduction may also be in your ignition, your car. Most people in home-based businesses can honestly and legitimately deduct $3,000 to $5,000 or more per year for using their personal vehicles for business purposes. Keeping a 90-day log once a year showing the date, destination, primary purpose, and the miles traveled for each use are the only records most people need to keep. That only the primary purpose of each trip needs to be recorded. So if you combine a personal earn with a necessary business earn, the vehicle use is still tax deductible as long as the personal earn does not add additional mileage. Tax laws even give you a choice of methods of computing the value of your deductions. Pick a deduction both ways and use the one that benefits you the most. You can use either mileage deduction or you can use the actual deduction, the actual costs of your insurance on your vehicle, how much gas you put in it. If you're leasing it and paying a lease, and you know, sometimes that figure will come out higher than the amount of miles that you put on. Even family trips may be deductible if you plan them correctly. If you know the rules, you can combine business with pleasure, mostly pleasure, and you can usually deduct 100% of your travel costs, 100% of your hotel, 100% of your ground transportation, 100% of your tips and gratuities, 50% of your meals, all as business expenses, even if most of your time is spent playing and sightseeing with your family. To qualify, more than half of your days away from home need to qualify as business days. So what are business days? Travel days usually count as a business day, as do any days you attend pre-scheduled meeting, no matter how brief. So you see how that will impact your taxes. Here's some other things that you can help to impact your taxes. Hire your children or just hire your children in your business to earn tax-free income. If you have a minor child or children at least 6 years old and older and under 18, you can employ them, and they are not subject to minimum wage child labor laws. No payroll withholding is required if they're under 18. The wages you pay them is 100% tax deductible to you as a business expense, and the income they earn is 100% tax-free. That's as good as it gets. So you can pay your child. You say, pay them to do what? You might pay them to go through the emails. They need to learn the business anyway. You know, you pay them if you do home presentations. You pay them to organize the presentation room, make sure that the projector is hooked up right to the laptop or whatever you're using, that everything is set and ready to go. That's their job. You can make them a junior technician. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get creative. The bottom line is you can pay them, deduct it from your taxes. It's just like giving them an allowance. But now their chores is the business. Okay, all of your health costs for your entire family can be tax deductible, but only if you own a business. Most other taxpayers can deduct only health care costs that exceed 10% of their taxable income, except you. Owning a home-based business gives you an IRS-approved option of writing off all non-reimbursed health costs, and it applies to all members of your immediate family in addition to you. Coverage can include insurance premiums, annual deductibles, co-pays, non-covered expenses like orthodontics, natural holistic remedies, and even some over-the-counter drugs. Natural and holistic remedies. I know a lot of people that do a lot of natural and have not natural and holistic remedies. One of them could be your diet. And this is how it gets creative. So your diet, maybe you have a certain diet that you eat certain kind of fruits to keep you from having high blood pressure or whatever it is, but that's a holistic remedy. So now that means whatever you spend to consume those particular fruits that you want to eat, that's like you taking medicine. So that means where really other people look at it, well, those are like grocery bills. Yes, but they're not grocery bills. I'm buying my medicine. It's a holistic diet that I'm going through here. If you got ginger and other things that you use, such you know, juicing, different fruits and stuff, then you that's your holistic remedies. And again, you know, keeping track of this stuff is like, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's a lot of daggone record keeping. Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, you definitely need to keep track, and it is a lot of record keeping. But when you're getting an extra 3 to 5 to as high as $7,000 to $9,000 back on your taxes, just think it, you paid yourself to do the record keeping. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. And again, we don't want something for nothing. Part of running a business, and that's one of the dangers with some people that get into the network marketing business, is a lot of people want something for nothing. They don't want to do no work and think they're going to get paid. That ain't going to happen. Okay. Now, last thing I want to cover here is, again, if you have a business, make sure it's something that you want to do and that you like to do. If it's helping people, make sure you buy into how people are being helped and that you stick to that at all times. Because once you don't like it no more, you're not going to do it. So you got to make sure that you like what you're doing. And it's very easy to qualify. To say, one is you want a journal. You want to work your business on a regular and consistent basis. Be trying to produce a profit. Keep good records. That's pretty much it. No, you do not have to make a profit before qualifying for the deductions. Just be working towards making a profit. That's how to qualify. Now, what do you qualify for? Your home business tax breaks come in the form of a long list of deductions ranging from your rent, your mortgage, your utilities, to your furniture, to your cars, your trucks, your trips, your entertainment, and to even your children's allowances. Home-based business tax deductions have helped many people cut their taxes by up to 30 to 50% or more. The amount of tax savings can be enough to ward off bankruptcy, to avoid foreclosure, pay for running your home-based business. Tax side of having a business and why, you know, there might be something that encourages you to want to have a business. And again, as I'm wrapping up here, I want to again thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow, we will not, Ms. Falk will not be on the air. She is a marshal at a Labor Day parade in New York, and we'll be out there leading and greeting people through her role with the New American Chamber of Commerce in New York. And so, we look forward to when she does come back on the air the following Monday. This Friday, I know my wife will be on the air. She'll probably have a lot to share about her recent trip that she took to Chicago to assist and help her brother cancer treatment. So I'm pretty sure she'll have a lot that she's going to want to share about that experience, and again, around her theme and topic of peace. So, until next time, thank you for tuning in. I hope the information that we shared with you this morning about going into business for yourself and what to do was helpful and will allow you to make the proper decisions and do things the proper way and the right way in terms of going into business for yourself. So, till next time, God bless, and thank you for tuning in.